AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. M1 Abrams tanks in training exercises. A U.S. official says Washington will announce tomorrow it's sending more than 30 to Ukraine. That in coordination with a German announcement, it's approving Poland's request to send German-made Leopard 2 tanks. Matt Lee reports there's concern Russia is planning a spring offensive.
They have been rushing to get weapons into Ukraine. We've seen just in the course of the last couple weeks, two major arms transfers. And this new decision will boost that by a significant amount.
Another classified document story.
Did you retain any classified information after leaving office?
No, not to my knowledge.
Former Vice President Mike Pence in August. His attorney now says documents with classified markings were discovered in Pence's Indiana home last week. The attorney adding Pence was unaware and pledging cooperation. Meanwhile, back-to-back shootings at two farms in Northern California yesterday left seven people dead. It was California's third mass killing in 8 days. A weekend shooting at a dance hall in Monterey Park left 11 dead. Rita Foley reports there are questions about the response.
It took 5 hours for authorities to alert the public that the gunman was on the loose Saturday night after he shot 20 people. Active shooter expert and former police officer and SWAT team member Chris Grolnick calls it kind of ridiculous. A former SWAT team commander, Brian Higgins, asks, what took so long? He says an alert should have gone out right away. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says their priority was to get the suspect in custody. And he says that worked. As police closed in on the suspect, he killed himself in a van. But he says they will review their decisions. I'm Rita Foley.
Oscar nominations, Everything Everywhere All at Once leads with 11, and stocks closed mixed. Dow up, the S&P, NASDAQ down. This is AP News. A World War II-era map has sparked a treasure hunt in a small village in the Netherlands.
Prospectors have descended on Omeren, population 715. It's all over a hand-drawn map with a red letter X, purportedly showing the location of a buried stash of precious jewelry looted by the Nazis in 1944.
A bank building gets hit, and the vault gets hit as well, and all the possessions that were in the vault are on the streets.
Dutch National Archives researcher Annette Walken says German soldiers pocketed what they could.
Around April 45, when the Allies are moving in, it's getting a bit hot under their feet and they decide to bury the treasure just where they are.
Holes in the ground can be spotted by people looking for treasure. Nothing has been found yet. This local woman says if they hear something, they head toward it. But I don't think it's good that they just dug into the ground. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.